At the end of 2019, environmental activists were elated by the passage of Bill 40 on Oahu, the nation's strongest plastics containment law. In the age of COVID-19, however, Hawaii Island, for example, has temporarily suspended its plastic bag ban, and plastics producers are seeing an opening. Nicole Chatterson of Zero Waste Oahu says Bill 40 should have no problem going forward because it simply replaces single-use plastic items with alternatives. Still, Raphael Bergstrom, Executive Director of Sustainable Coastline, says there's reason for concern.
Right now it's a challenging time for grassroots networks because we're so built on interaction, community building, face-to-face. All that work is done so much on the ground. So I think that people are still figuring out how to motivate through grassroots actions. But what's also really cool is we're seeing everybody trying to rise to the challenge and figuring out new interactive ways to engage communities. So there's challenges erupting all over social media, trying to activate people to think about their daily activities because we're so locked into our daily activities in a very small space. And I think that a lot of us are seeing opportunity within that.
You need to change our habits? Have you seen any good ideas out there?
So we started at Sustainable Coastline before we started this anti-social cleanup challenge. And the idea was, since we can't be out on the beaches cleaning, like, what can we do in our own homes to clean up? And it really gets into the idea that clean beaches start at home. So our day-to-day activities, as simple as DIY projects with making your own toothpaste, which eliminates need for plastic toothpaste tubes, or how people are composting and creating at-home gardens using Wakashi for compost and applying it to say, let's have some self-resilience at home. And that in itself is cleaning up because we're not going to rely on so many imported goods that are wrapped in plastic. So a lot of people are like, how do we get closer to just going back to normal? Let's get back to normal. Let's get back to normal. But this is an opportunity to create a new normal. Our focus right now is building our systems behind the scenes to allow us to get more information out that talks about what does a new normal look like. How do we rethink everything from using our day-to-day things to how are we traveling and traveling to give rather than traveling to take? Can we accelerate towards renewable energy now? Can we accelerate towards half of our food production coming from Hawaii? Because it's cliche, but every day has to be Earth Day, and that has to be the mindset that we take out of all of this, is every single day we should be reconnecting with how we interact with the Earth and how we aren't always just taking.
We've been talking with Raphael Bergstrom, Executive Director of Sustainable Coastlines.